You're obviously probably disappointed after getting such a great start. You just didn't kick on from there.
Yeah, I think honestly, you have to. There's stuff that we weren't good enough. I'm not gonna hide behind it. There's stuff that we weren't good enough. We all know that. We spoke about that at half time. But you have to give UCD a bit of credit. Like, you know, they're a very, very good team, very, very well organised, really good shape about them. So it was difficult at times, but yeah, ultimately we're true, and we'll focus on the next round when it comes.
You were saying sore throat. Was there a wee bit of a rocket at half time, maybe?
It was no, I just had a conversation with the boys, and it wasn't nothing too crazy. I think they knew the levels that they were at last week. We didn't get to that again at times this week. Sometimes we did, the press was really good, and other times we didn't. So stuff to work on. I'm just proud, really proud of the boys that we dug out a result. And yes, people can see a team in the division low, but like I said, they're a good team. They beat Cork, I think it was 5-3 here recently, so they're a good team.
The week that it was just all about getting the victory and moving on. Was it hard for the players to get on tune and get ready to go?
No. No, there's been so much noise and so much stuff going on. The boys have, it's been an absolute fantastic week. Boys have been bubbly, enjoying it, hearing a lot of stuff. But ultimately it was a good week of training, and we finished off with a win. So yeah, it's been a good week. Coming to UCD, I think I'll give UCD credit here. I think they were really, really well organised. We obviously got the first goal through a free kick, like you were saying, we didn't kick on. They got into a really good shape. The pitch sometimes when it's coming to the boys is bobbling up and stuff. That's not the excuse. That's not the reason why we didn't kick on, because we gave up a sloppy goal. But no, ultimately the crack was good all week with everyone. We had a good week, trained really hard, smiles in the faces. We come up today, and the ultimate goal today was get through to the quarter final, and we've done that. It's been a week of experience, a week of experience, a lot of things. But like I said, my goal is always and always will be to give absolutely everything for the club. I tried to do that as a player. I'll do that as an interim manager, director of football, whatever it is. It's been a real learning curve. And like I said, we've had a real good week of training, and it's been good. And go again next week.
Just to go back to James, just one on James. Is there talks next week? Do you expect discussion?
I honestly haven't a clue. I haven't a clue what that's at. Today, Carl Winchester wasn't involved today, Brandon Fleming wasn't involved today, loads of players weren't involved today. So yeah, there's loads of boys weren't involved, but then touching on the players that were here, that's what I want to talk about. Paddy McLean's block at the end was absolutely, being a centre half, I'm looking at it going, incredible. I forgot all about it until the boys mentioned it, because I was thinking of everything else sort of went on in the game. But no, there were so many good things today, and just ultimately so proud of the boys.